Saiva Puri Deva Pudvarupam Vipassati Anumimansati Apurvam Manasam Bhagavanaja. This is called Trikalagya. Past, present and future. So, Jamaraj or Lord Brahma or great personalities, they even great sages, saintly person, they know the three features of time. Just like yesterday I told you that there is a astrological system immediately they will speak what I was in my previous life, what I am now, and what will be my future life. So Jamaraj is not an ordinary person. He is given in charge. He is also one of the authorities out of 12 authorities. Bali Vaya Saki Bhayam is one of the authorities about religious the performances. So he knows everything even from me with his mind. Manasaiva Purvarupam Vipassati. What this person was in the past. Because everything is going on exactly on the rulings of the prakriti, material nature, it cannot be changed. Tasyaiva hi tap prajati ta kovida nalabhati jad bhramatam upanjad. This is called destiny. So destiny cannot be changed. So with the insight of destiny, Jamaraj can understand what was this man previously, what is his position now, and what he is going to become in future. Hanu mimangsati apurvam. Apurvam means which is not yet in vision. Apurva, future. Manasa Bhagavan Aja. That is also, so therefore he can give judgment within a second. After death, those who are sinful, they are taken to the Jamarajas. Just like in the criminal court, those who are criminals, they are taken there. Thieves, rogues, cheaters, not ordinary persons, honest persons, they are not taken there. Similarly, only a few number of the whole human society. Now, in the Kali Yuga, it is increasing. In the Satya Yuga, there was no criminal. Everyone was Paramahansa. Then, the next Yuga, Trita Yuga, 75% Paramahansa, first class, 25% this third class, fourth class. And then the Dapara, half and half. Now in the Kali Yuga, 75% all rogues and thieves, maybe 25%. That is also decreasing. And with the advancement of Kali Yuga, it will be practically nil. This is advancement of Kali Yuga. Therefore, the living entities, means human beings, they have been described in the Srimad Bhagavatam as manda. Manda means all bad. Manda, there are two meanings, slow or bad. Slow means bad. Slow, if you take the meaning of slow, that will be like this, that this human form of life is meant for spiritual realization. That is the advantage. In the cycle of birth and death, we are rotating. Once a chance is given to decide whether we shall rotate in the cycle of birth and death, or we shall go back to home, back to God. That decision rests on this life. It's a very responsible life. Labdha sudullabhavidam bahusam bhavanti. Prahlad Maharaj says, durlabhaga manusanga janma tadapi adhuvam arthadam. Don't spoil this human form of life like animals. This is the special prerogative to realize one's spiritual identity and engage oneself in spiritual activities, that is, human life. And if we do not take care of it and give us washed away by the waves of material nature, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, mayar vase jatya bhese khatya habu dubai. The ocean of nisans, if we place ourselves to be carried away by the waves of nisans, then our life is spoiled. If we want to save our life from this being carried away by the waves of material nature, then we must take to Krishna consciousness. Jeev Krishna Das Ebishas Kulle Kal Dukkhanai. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, that if we simply accept this truth, that I am eternal servant of Krishna, then we are immediately free. So, to come to this understanding, in the material world, in other ages, they voluntarily used to take up how to make life perfect. But in this Kali Yuga, everyone is manda. Manda means very, very slow. They do not care that there is next life and we have to take care of it and make our next life spiritual or go back home, back to Godhead. These things they do not. Perhaps this message is being distributed by this moment only. Otherwise people are in darkness and very slow and most of them very bad, manda. And sumanda matayo, and if one is little interested, then he is captured by some party, sumanda matayo. Mata means cult, and so many cults there are. They mislead, the people are attracted by such cults. Manda samanta mantayo mandavhagya, and everyone is unfortunate. They have no fixed, I would say, arrangement even for the bare necessities of life. What the animals, birds and beasts, they have got arrangement, they believe in that. But our human society, because we are so advanced, there are so many hundreds and thousands of men, there is no fixed purpose of life. Even in your rich country we see such men without any purpose, without any aim of life. So they are called mandabhagya, most unfortunate. Mandabhagya and upadruta. Over and above that, they are always disturbed. This is the condition of life. So those who are saintly persons, or those who are following the path of Jamaraj. Jamaraj is Mahajan. As Jamaraj knows, anyone who follows the Mahajan, Mahajana jina gatasya pantha, we cannot ascertain what is our aim of life. So we have to follow this Mahajan. Jamaraj is Mahajan. Balivaya sakhi vayam. So one should not consider Jamaraj an ordinary living being. He is as good as Lord Brahma. He has the complete cooperation of the Supreme Lord who is situated in everyone's heart. And therefore, by the grace of the Super Soul, he can see the past, present and future of a living being from within. The word anumimansati means that he can decide in consultation with the Super Soul. Anu means following. The actual decision concerning the next lives of the living entities are made by the Super Soul, and they are carried out by Jamaraj. So, actual witness is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone's heart is living. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarvasya chaham ridhisannivishtya matta smriti jnanam apohananch pedishta sarvai aham eva vedam vedanta kit vedanta bitcha aham. So, Super Soul, and there are many other witnesses, we cannot avoid that we have discussed already. The sun is witness, the moon is witness, the day is witness, the directions are witness. We cannot avoid any one of them. So we must know what is sinful activities, what we should do, what is religious, what is not religious. On the whole, if we intelligent, then we can learn from Bhagavad Gita that we become all perfect as soon as we surrender to Krishna. Bhavanam janmanam anti jnanaman mangur buddhati. If we take this, Krishna comes here on this planet. When he comes within this universe, he comes on this planet. and he appears in Vrindavan. These are special features of this planet. So he comes to give us enlightenment. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bhānasa tadātmānam śrījāmi aham. He comes, he is so kind, and gives us an instruction. The most confidential instruction is to surrender to Krishna. Then our life is successful. Bhavanam janmanāvanti jñānavān mām prabhuddhati vāsudīva sarvamīti sa mahātmā sudhara. Simply by this understanding, ki voleya bhaktya, ki chit ki voleya bhaktya vāsudīva parāyana aghaṁ dhundanti kāsneena nihāraṁ yobhāskara. Aghaṁ dhundanti, this material life means full of sinful activities. Either little sinful activities or sinful activities, it may be according to the material calculation, these are good sinful activities and these are bad sinful activities. No. Sinful activities are sinful activities. And what is a sinful activity? As soon as we forget Krishna, everything we do, there is sinful. Navāṅ duṣkītanam mūḍhā pravadhanti naḍānava. This is the criterion test. If one is not Krishna conscious, if he is not a surrendered soul to Krishna, whatever activities they are doing, that is all sinful. This is the conclusion. So you should always remain in full understanding that whether our time is being properly utilized in Krishna consciousness, then we are saved. Otherwise, we are under the clutches of Maya, and Yamaraj is there, and immediately we get a certain type of body for another ton of suffering. Thank you very much.